Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And let's look at some good tools for life. Tools that can maybe create more happiness, maybe just a sense of fullness, a sense of peace. Many different ways that we can feel better. We'd love to, all of us would love to feel better. So there are times when we could use those tools. So to help us you use these tools is a wonderful guest who has been on the show many times before. He has so much to offer, and I always love to have him back and talk more about these tools that he has become such an expert about, and we'll talk about them very soon. Steve Gottlieb. Steve, welcome to Energy Stew.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. You know, it's always great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, to help people work with the tools, I like to use that word, to feel better. And, you know, it's deeper than that, because we know that we're talking about emotional freedom technique, EFT, and how to use it to get rid of, you know, physical pain, emotional pain. So many of our life limitations can be reduced or transformed through EFT. And so there's a lot we always can talk about, so let's climb into it.
All right, let's go.
Right. So what I wanted to start off asking you about was how to get over the hump of resistance to using it.
Believe it or not, well, I'm presuming that some of your listening audience is already familiar with EFT. What we do with EFT is we start with the idea of a problem and tune into the emotional feelings around the problem. And we start tapping on the karate chop point here as a way of setting up the work that we're about to do.
This is on radio, so when we say here, you were pointing to the side of your hand.
Yeah, so sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm looking at YouTube here. So at the side, we're tapping on the side of our hand. And, you know, we say, even though I have this situation, this problem, I deeply accept myself. But when we're feeling the resistance of the hump, then that's where we can start. We start exactly where we're at. We say, even though I'm feeling this resistance, I deeply accept myself. So give me an example of how you see how people experience the resistance and
by not even wanting to do it.
Excuse me?
In other words, knowing you should do it, saying, oh my gosh, I could really use EFT right now. I should start tapping right now.
So it sounds silly, but it's really quite effective because EFT works on layers. I'm a big believer in using EFT to get at very deep, specific things that have a strong emotional resonance. But sometimes we're not ready to go there. Sometimes we need to say, okay, even though I don't know what to tap on, even though I'm not ready to tap on the deep stuff, even though I know I should be using EFT right now, but I don't feel like using it, or even though I think I need to use EFT, but I have no idea how to language my problem, I deeply accept myself. And that's how you start.
Right. So we start off just by accepting the here and now.
Absolutely. Identifying it and accepting it.
And, you know, I feel like we don't even have to think we're using it. You know, it's like I can just see, you know, sitting there starting to just tapping, like, you know, I'm resisting using it. But here I'm tapping some of these EFT places on my face, inside my eyebrow, outside my eye, under my eye, below my nose, front of my chin. But I really resist you doing it.
You know, right.
Then I'll tap the outside of my hand, the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And maybe those kidney points just under my collarbone.
Yeah.
Breastbone, or the side under the arm, about 4 inches down under the arm. And those are very important places to tap, or the back of the hand between the finger and the pinky, and then it, you know, just say, I don't know, I'm tapping this. I don't really want to be doing EFT right now, but it can't hurt to just tap away a little bit.
Well, some people will find convenient reasons why it doesn't make sense to tap, because you never know when an uncomfortable thought or feeling is going to come up. And if you're in an awkward place, you don't want to just start tapping on yourself, because everybody's going to go, well, what's wrong with that person? So you have to have little tricks where you can do this either in your mind or just squeeze like an acupuncture points instead of tapping on them, just to acknowledge that you're experiencing some uncomfortable emotion. So even if you recognize that some disturbance has come to your mind, but you don't feel that you should be tapping on it, the best thing you can do is be aware that something is happening.
Right. And, you know, there are times like when we're upset about something that we say, I got to calm down. What's the best way to calm down? I should use EFT. But right now, I just, you know, I just, I'm annoyed. You know, it's not like, well, you know, that's why you should use it. But you just want to, like, you know, just, I don't know what, just block it. But there are times when, as you say, we can actually just think the points. And sometimes at night when I'm in bed, and I don't want to start tapping in bed at night because my wife is trying to sleep next to me, and, you know, it rattles the whole bed. At least, you know, that's what you hear from the other person. So you can tap lightly. It's not like you have to tap hard. But I find that it still creates a vibration. So, but I found that, you know, what I'll do is I'll just touch the tapping points to remind my body that that's where I'm going to think about them.
That's right. And you can think about them, and you can also touch and breathe, which is a legitimate EFT technique. So instead of tapping, you just touch the point, feel the emotion or think the thought that's disturbing, and just take a breath. You know, touch this point, this problem, breathe, touch another point, this problem, breathe. And sometimes people develop favorite points that seem to calm them down quickly. So instead of going through this whole sequence of all the points, you might just go to that one favorite point and touch it and breathe. Sometimes I'll just put my hands over my heart and breathe through my heart center.
Uh-huh. And the idea, though, is to know why you're doing it.
The idea, yeah, is to recognize that there's some value to do it. And the fact that you're recognizing that there's a disturbance that you say, how can I help shift the way I'm feeling right now? Certainly EFT should be one of the first things that comes to your mind, if you're familiar with EFT.
Right, right. And so, for instance, at night, I'll use it trying to go to sleep. And I like the fact that you can just touch and breathe. Makes it easier. In other words, you're not stirring up a lot of energy.
Yeah. Most people get stuck with how to start the whole process. And like we said before, well, you just start where you are, you know. If you're recognizing that you're resisting using EFT because you just want to feel angry, you can also choose to just feel angry, or you can choose to tap while you're saying, even though I don't feel like doing EFT because I want to be angry, I deeply accept myself, and it'll still be very effective for helping you in the moment. But what do you suppose most people's issues are from a day-to-day basis that are causing this disturbances that we can really apply EFT to, aside for the personal things that happen in their life?
But I thought that's what we're talking about, the personal things.
Well, we really haven't opened up a doorway to let people understand that there are reasons why disturbances are coming up, while the reasons why that they don't feel willing to move forward to help themselves, or the reasons why they're being influenced by the events in the world that are taking us a place where we're starting to notice this disturbance in our body's energy field, that we would want to use a technique like EFT to help us.
Right. But we also don't want to minimize what we feel we need to be upset about in the world.
No, yeah, I wouldn't say that. I would say by recognizing any sense of disturbance at all, we don't want to minimize it as a normal thing and give us an excuse to not do anything about it. Because if we're truly being aware and we truly want to help ourselves, that any time we feel a disturbance about anything, we should put our full attention on just the experience of being disturbed by it. And then by using a technique like EFT, we can transmute that. And we can also reprogram the brain so it's not really being triggered by the same kind of thing that triggered that response to begin with.
Well, and one thing we can do with using EFT is to move along progress situations for, let's call them, better results.
Yep.
In other words, what to me is happening is that we're putting it out into the universe what our interest is, and we want serendipity and synchronicity to go to work in our bodies, in the world, in our relationships, and all the ways that we want to improve our lives and the lives of others.
Right.
We're actually, in using EFT and stating the problem, we're in a sense projecting our prayer for a better future, for any of these things, into the universe for synchronicity and serendipity to take place. Because I think that that's how all of life works. I think everything is in right order and divine order. And, you know, and maybe it really needs us to do EFT to create a better order, but we can't help but do EFT when we do it, because that's in divine order too.
Well, let's look at that, because that's a rather a big mouthful. I know your audience is used to hearing you talk about things of a spiritual nature, but the key problem that we address with EFT is that even if we're thinking that everything is in the right order, the stress response and the emotions we're feeling as the disturbance in the body is telling us through our body that things are not in right order.
No, but it's right order to feel like we need to do EFT and to do it. So let's not say, okay, everything is in right order, so I don't have to worry about all this upset. No, you know, if we're inspired to do EFT because we're upset, then I think it's in right order to do it. In other words, just follow our instincts and do what feels right, whatever's in front of us.
I agree. Although I just want to remind you that, you know, one of the things you started off suggesting as a theme for today is why people get stuck and they don't do exactly what you just said they should do.
That's right order too. So otherwise we just go.
But there's something we can do about it. When we feel stuck, what do we do? Do we say it's all in right order and it's okay to feel stuck? Or can we accept that it's in right order and then do something so that our mind-body system shifts to that place of recognition, that place of acceptance?
Right, I agree with that. That, yes, right order doesn't mean that we go to sleep on ourselves. Because that could be right order too. You know, we could lock ourselves in a closet and say, well, this is right order. But
that wouldn't be true.
Well, everything is right order, so that would be true. It's just that let's hope that it's not true for us, that we don't have an instinct to do that. So our instinct is to use EFT to get us to create more progress using it. But I think if we use EFT, we were always going to use it. So that's what I mean about right order. And so we can even overlook this, because it's like, okay, so what? I'll use it or I won't use it, but let's use it. So I'm happier that we can talk about using it.
Yeah. When the body system, for whatever reason, becomes distressed, when we think about a problem or we think about a situation and we say, I could be doing better, or that's a problem in my life and I don't know how to resolve it. Ultimately, what happens if we let it happen, and so usually this is automatic from our conditioning, is that we'll go into a state of stress because our brain, our mind, cannot figure out a solution to a particular problem. We may feel stuck, or we may feel that there's an external thing happening to us that feels threatening to us. So it puts our body mind into a state of stress, and what the tapping does is it reorganizes that stress. So immediately we start to feel calm. And when we do that, two things happen. One is the brain starts to change the way it's imprinted to look at that situation as something that potentially is threatening to our well-being. It stops doing that, and then it brings our cognitive intuitive functions back online, so we can make better choices from a place of clarity and awareness.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
And so this power is available to us.
And it is. And if we are aware that we're disturbed and we don't use this technique, then that's rather silly, especially if we know that the technique will help us. But sometimes we're so disturbed that we forget and we lose our awareness and we forget that we can tap, you know, because that's the problem. The problem is we've gotten disturbed and we've lost our sense of awareness in the moment. So we have to really be paying attention to where our energy state is and where our awareness is.
Yes, and then be willing to tackle it.
And at some point, if we do enough tapping and we really understand how this works and how it's helped us, then the only reason not to do it is because, again, stress has hijacked our awareness and our willingness to help ourselves, or we forgot, and we forgot about tapping, or we get deluded into thinking that we're stuck and there's a problem. When, as you said, our higher self would say, you know what, but this is all in right order. So tapping is a way of restoring that. Though I have
this problem, charge.
I can acknowledge that things are in right order.
Right, but let's take charge of using that right order for our happiness and comfort and health. And so I think one of the hurdles originally for me is that there's a script to this. And so you always have to kind of get into the script. You know, I deeply,
yep,
completely accept myself,
yep,
even though, and then, yep, you come up with the even though,
yep,
which is not always easy to enunciate. And then, you know, so it's a project that doesn't have to be that way.
That's right.
And that's what I want to talk with you about how EFT can powerfully work without it just being scripted.
Yes, it shouldn't be scripted. It should be very, very in the moment. What you call a script is what a lot of people follow. So if you were like to pick up a book on EFT and look at the suggestions of how to approach EFT to work on a specific kind of problem, like self-acceptance or something like that, you would see suggestions for language, and those are scripts. But EFT really doesn't use scripts in the correct way. What you're calling even though, and I deeply accept myself, that's not a script. That's the actual technique. That's just as powerful as the technique of tapping on the various different acupuncture points.
But there are other words that could say that.
That's right. So those words shouldn't be scripted unless you have the awareness to script them out. But they should be scripted out for yourself, and they should be in a form that your mind accepts.
Yeah.
Whatever your mind is perceiving, that's the truth of what you're perceiving in the moment. And your script, if you want to call it, it's a set of phrases. It's not a script. So you should look at your mind, see what your mind is telling you about whatever's going on, and just plug that right in to the setup phrase, and that becomes not your script, but the language for your technique.
But even the language of the setup phrase,
that's right,
could be different.
That's right. And you can keep
I'm okay. You know, it's like saying, I'm okay, I have self-love, I love myself, I believe in myself, and I know that I'm working on getting over this.
No. That's the least important of the part of the script. That's just the second half of the setup phrase. The most important setup phrase is the acknowledgement of what the problem is. And that's where people's awareness has to be brought to their own personal experience. And that's why generalized scripts typically don't really work very well.
Okay, so
because everybody's perception of their own experience and what they're going on is their own personal thing. You cannot tell your mind, I will be okay, when your mind says, I'm not gonna be okay. But you can say, even though my mind tells me this problem is so big that I'll never be okay, I can accept myself, or something like that, or I'm still here, or I'm still breathing. You have to say the truth to the mind. The mind will not accept your ability to reframe a problem until you remove the emotional conditioning that is representative of the problem to begin with. You've got to tell the truth in the mind, because the mind knows when you're not telling the truth. And so that's why rescripting works.
You have to say what you're unhappy about.
Yeah. So if you are actually unhappy about something, you have to admit.
Well, it could be unhappy about a pain in your shoulder, or you could be unhappy about having an argument with somebody.
That's right. You can say, even though I'm unhappy about this argument, but you might also go deeper and say, how do I feel? How does my unhappiness express itself? It feels like it's sad. It feels like it's a betrayal. It feels like I've lost a friend. And now you're getting language that is much more close to how your mind perceives the problem and what your emotions are telling you. And that becomes your personal language for tapping. Even though I'm unhappy about this argument and I'm afraid that I might have loved a dear friend, I deeply and completely love and accept myself and my feelings about this.
Now, that's really important. And there's so much in the healing world about that we can really only be okay when we address these deeper feelings.
You have to tell the truth about what your experience is. You can't go to the positive before you've addressed the negative.
Right.
The negative is just simply what it is. It's not really negative. It's just what it is.
But it's true. What it is how we feel.
Exactly. So you're telling the truth about how you feel.
Yeah.
And if you were feeling happy, you wouldn't have to tap. Even though I'm feeling so happy about this, well, where do you go from there?
Right. But it's really being able to identify your feelings.
Yes. And all you need, so people get confused about how to start tapping for themselves. And they go, well, I can't go there. I need a psychiatrist to help me out, or I need an expert tapper to do this. But if they're just missing the opportunity to really reflect how they're holding whatever is going on in their lives in right. terms of the feelings and the way the mind wants to express itself through these feelings, perception of the situation that's causing the stress.
Right.
So the question is, what is the situation that's causing distress?
That's wonderful.
Be anything.
Yeah, but it's wonderful to talk about this, and so people can identify while we're speaking. They can think of in their own lives.
That's right.
What they want to address.
And that's exactly what we do in borrowing benefits groups. You know, we'll look at a particular person's issue, and everybody will tap along while we're tapping, addressing that person's issues. But the idea is to identify, well, if I was going to do this for myself on an issue that's important to me, I'm going to tap along, but their subconscious is working on their own particular issues. Subconscious is aware of everything that's going on, which is another reason why tapping, even if you don't have the right language, is powerful, because the fact that you're tapping, it means that you're at least intending to resolve a disturbance. And your subconscious knows exactly where the root of that disturbance is.
And I think what brings people to groups is that there's a mutuality there. Because, for instance, when I have classes and I'm working on with each student separately, they all want to listen to what is said for each student, because there's something in their lives
absolutely
they learn from.
Absolutely. We're all connected at that deeper level. And if nothing else, you see somebody expressing their emotional discomfort, you know, we have empathy. We have mirror neurons, you know, that literally light up with their experience as our own experience, or something that relates to a similar thing that happened in our life. So even though you might be tapping on somebody who was abused by an alcoholic parent and your parents weren't alcoholics, you can relate and feel the way life was abusing you in some way. So as you're tapping on them, you're borrowing your own benefit, and everybody feels better after tapping, if they weren't consciously tapping on their own problem.
So we're tapping about the feelings that we all have, mutual feelings at different times, but we all feel. So maybe it's a different story that creates the feelings, but we're clearing feelings, deep feelings, through mutual tapping.
That's right. And even if we're not aware of our feelings, very often when we start being honest with our language about what we're tapping on, as soon as your mind hears you recognize the mind's perception, those feelings all of a sudden show up.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I offer people when I do my coaching, because sometimes they can't quite get there. So I am including language in the tapping work that we're doing that's allowing them to go deeper than they might offer for themselves. And all of a sudden, we might be in the middle of tapping and all of a sudden they're starting to get emotional, where before they weren't. I'm going, you feel those emotions? That's what we want to tap on. And now you don't need scripts anymore. Now you've got the actual emotions, which is a direct connection between the mind-body system and the places in the brain where that hurt, that trauma is looking towards to being fixed.
Yeah, and so we're doing that. And that's the purpose of this.
So the words are just a method of allowing us to get in there. We're just telling the truths. And it, and eventually we can tap on the emotions and the feelings without any words at all.
That's great. So Steve Gottlieb, we're nearing the end of the show.
You're kidding. How did that happen so fast? There were so many things we wanted to talk about.
Well, it's, I want to talk about you right now because
that's one of my favorite
things. You help so many people, and I'm sure that you know people would love for you to help them. Our listeners, but some of them would love to have you help them. So give us some ways to contact you.
The two best ways to contact me are to try to find me on the web. My website is www.empoweryourtrueself.com. Or you can try to reach me by phone, 914-997-7873. Leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
That's wonderful. You know, this is so valuable, and we'll do more shows because you always have great ways of explaining and helping us get over these humps of resistance to ourselves.
Let people know that, you know, when a lot of people won't call because they think, okay, well, now this guy's going to charge me $400 or whatever, and I don't know if it's going to do any good. So I don't charge that much, and I offer everybody an opportunity to have a conversation with me so I can get a sense of what it is that they're trying to improve in their lives and give them examples of how I may be able to help them. And we can together discuss whether or not working with me is a good idea and then go forward from there. There's no obligation or no cost for that initial consultation.
Right, right. And you're very reasonable in price. So what a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine.
And let's just remember all of us, everyone, to tap a lot. Get used to those points. Just get used to them. Just be just natural just to reach for them.
And if anybody needs to know what the heck we're talking about, if they go to my website, they'll find on my resources page several places where you can go, where you can get charts of where the points are, and also access to volumes of information about EFT and tapping and everything we're talking about.
Great. Thanks so much. EmpowerYourTrueSelf.com. Steve Gottlieb, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.